Welcome back. Chris Williams here with the Exchange Advocates. Again, I'm an elder currently serving with Crossroads Church. And today we are going to continue with part two of the series, Weird, Wild, and Wrecked. Today we're going to talk about who we are and what does exchange mean. Well, first of all, we're weird. We're just weird enough to believe that God is actually smarter than we are. It really does make more sense to us to be owned by a person, God, who made us and has our best interests at heart all of the time. We intentionally practice giving up our entire life to God on a daily basis in all of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly growth. That's right, even the ugly growth. When we say God owns us, we mean it. We also want to be joined at the hip with Jesus, because we're wild. We're wild enough to believe that God seriously wants to be close to us. We go that far and say that God wants to top the best date we've ever had in knowing us. God owns us willingly, so we don't have a problem with where we want him. In fact, we're even wild enough to think that he agrees with us. We practice keeping God by our side and on our side. When we say side by side with Jesus, we expect him to be with us daily, and we expect it on purpose. Finally, we're wrecked. We're done with playing the blame game. We get the idea that we can't fake out God or even people who watch close enough to see through it. All of us get wrecked in life multiple times, either by accident or design, and the game blames everyone except the real owner, us. God knows that we miss it, we lose it, and we drop the ball. We're just plain tired of playing the blame game's hot potato, and we believe that God's more tired of us playing blame than we are. We choose to own our mistakes and practice real change by making different choices that offer real answers and better results from God. We don't think that God's just some psychotic dictator. We're just crazy enough to believe that when we mess up, it really is our choice. Our fault, we can own it, and that God does forgive when we speak the truth. So what's the conclusion? Well, we actually want to be more than any past claims that we should be. We thank him with flawed but growing practice from a wrecked past as we follow his Holy Spirit. So here's the bottom line. Weird change, wild action, wrecking the blame game. His way, God's way. Every day. This is who we are, just because we can choose to be. And so we do. Weird, wild, and wrecked. Hope you've enjoyed this teaching, and we'll talk to you soon.